Blog Talk Radio.
Menu. This is your host, Brother B, and tonight I am pleased to have my sweets on the air with me. You like to say your name?
It's Felicia. How are you doing?
How you doing, Felicia? Say hello to everybody in Blog Talk Radio Land.
Hello, everybody who's listening to Blog Talk Radio.
So, tonight's topic. You're cheating hard. Cheaters. People, why they cheat. This is going to be interesting. It's going to be real interesting. So, you got anything to start off with, or you want me to...
I think you should start off.
Okay. Cheaters and cheating. Is there a need for it? In some cases, I do believe, depending on the type of person you're with or the type of decision that you have made, there really is no need for it. It shouldn't happen, but it does happen. Sometimes we go in a store and get one thing and think that's what we want and turn around. After you have it, you find out that's not what you want. So instead of just getting rid of it, what do you do? Well, casting it off. Sometimes you just go get something else. We're still on the same lines. You wind up keeping your original product that you really didn't want. And that's not always cool when it comes down to people. It's one thing when you go out there and buy some items, but you can't really treat people like items and material. Like if you're with somebody, you realize it's not working, fess up, be honest. But at the same time, I'm not going to lie, I can understand why some people don't give up that person, because that person may have some qualities, some things about them that, you want to hold on to. They may want to hold on to. So, sometimes we do step out of lines and we want to go test the waters and see if there's anything else. I wouldn't say good or better. Some people do it for that reason. Some people just do it because they want to change the scenery, change the venue. Anybody that want to call, 646-378-1882. That's 646-378-1882. So, Ms. Felicia.
Yes.
What you got on this?
Cheating hard. Listen, I think I have to ask that same question. Why do you do it? Have you ever cheated?
Once. Many years ago. And it was once.
So what prompted you to cheat? There had to be a reason. You don't just to cheat.
Well, I found out that the person that I was dealing with wasn't all that faithful themselves. So that kind of made me have to put on my stepping shoes and get to stepping.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, listen. You ain't got to blow smoke up my butt. If you
don't want to be in the mix, you don't want to be together, that's fine. Let me know. But like I said, sometimes some people do not want to lose what they have for something they may not be sure about.
I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, my opinion is that you were willing to lose what you already had once you decided to step out in the first place. Or you just didn't know what a commitment. You're not ready for a commitment. Everybody that cheats is not ready for a commitment.
Okay, but I will say everybody, there are people out there that do cheat. They may be committed to a commitment. They may be committed to cheating.
You're right. Committed to cheating, but, you know, at least if the person that you are in a relationship with or you claim to be in a relationship with, the opportunity to make that decision of whether or not they want to be in a relationship with you while you go out and cheat. Or, you know, just give them that opportunity. Like, that's my biggest pet peeve. You know, if you want to cheat, by all means, go cheat. But at least, you know, don't get pissed off when I decide to, you know, reciprocate and do my own cheating.
This is true. And I think in situations like this, the 80-20 rule kind of applies.
Well, what's the 80-20 rule?
Well, I was in, you know, one of these little Tyler Perry movies where he was talking about 80-20. You know, like some people settle for the 20 instead of going for the 80% of the situation, you know, which, of course, the 80% is better, but they go for the 20. It's like having a good woman or a good man. That's that 80, but then you turn around and you go for that dude or chick with no job, no real goals or going anywhere in life, but you go for that. Now, I think when it comes down to certain relationships, some people want to, like, they find something, they find a person. This person, like, wow, this person, she has all this or he has all that. They got this going for them, that going for them, but there's this one thing, or maybe two things, that it's like, I'm not too sure. Like, could it get better? Maybe. Could I go see what else is out there? Maybe. But I gotta have something to come back home to.
Why?
Because some people don't want to lose that 80%.
Listen, sometimes it's a little too late. Because that 20%, and multiple people seem to look a little bit better each and every time you go out and cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how do you view cheating? Is cheating when you're going out with someone, is cheating like when you're married and then you step outside the marriage, is that cheating? Like, let's define, you know, let's just get down to some definitions of, like, what really is cheating.
Yeah, everybody's definition is different.
True.
I'll say going out, having a drink and dinner with somebody of the opposite sex, okay, but even for the matter of the same sex, that's not cheating.
Okay.
Now, partaking in some extracurriculars, such as oral sex, touching here and there, I think that's cheating.
Well, okay, yeah, well, anything, any act of intimacy.
Listen, act of intimacy doesn't have to be physical.
Yeah, but still, act, even if it's mental, like, it's still intimacy, and that intimacy should not be shared with anybody else but your partner. So technically, that's cheating.
That's not true.
So you're trying to say, let's just call it, for lack of a better term right now, mental intimacy is not cheating.
It depends on the couple. Have you been able to define, you know, what cheating is within your current relationship?
No, because I don't think about it. I don't like that, you know what I'm saying? It never crossed my mind. Like, years ago, like, you couldn't really
you know, asking that because my, you know, my take on it would be totally different. But, like, you having an intimate exchange with someone and, you know, it's deep and it's mental, it's mind to mind. I mean, like, uh-uh. No way. Because that can always lead to something else.
Lead to something else like what?
It can get physical if the two people are not control. And then some people just might want to be out of control. So it could lead to something.
I guess. I mean, it depends on, you know, if you're trying to lead into something else. Are you leading into something else?
All right, well, how would you feel if your view was committing acts of mental intimacy with another female? How would you feel about that?
Listen, to each his own, to be honest. Like, if that's what you need to get your act for, so be it.
So what?
I'm going to say that, but don't forget, you know, to include your significant other and, you know, and just inform them, like, this is what's going on. Or I had this conversation, or I had this intimate moment with someone else. Because, you know, what's done in the dark always comes to the light. The question is, are you ready for the light? I wouldn't get mad. I wouldn't get even.
So, all right, so what do you consider mental intimacy?
That's a good one. Listen, for females, I can't say all females, but this female in particular, mental intimacy is actually engaging in deep, stimulating conversation, not necessarily about sex. It's just intimacy can be expressed and defined in many levels. You know, the question is, how deep are you willing to go to reach that level of intimacy?
Well, I don't think anyone really tries to gauge the level of mental intimacy. I think it kind of just, it starts and then it kind of takes a life of its own. You know, I mean, it can go anyway.
For example
for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, all right, let's say you're on the phone and you know, you're talking with a friend of the opposite sex about their relationship. But yet at the same time, like, let's say I'm talking to another woman, female friend on the phone about, she's telling me about her relationship and some inconsistencies or some things that her man does, but she doesn't really like it, or, you know, she wish he would do more of this or wish he would do more of that. But then you turn around and, you know, I say, like, well, yeah, I agree. You know, maybe he could do more of this. I mean, because I know in my relationship, I do, you know, that plus. Or, you know, I mean,
if you do what plus? Share with us.
No, listen, it ain't nothing to share. Listen, it's all about, it's just a scenario. There's no, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing to it. It's just a scenario. You're asking for an example, I'm giving you an example.
Okay. You're right. But you can share. You can share with the, you know, with the rest of the listeners, you know, your relationship. How it? Tell us how your relationship came to be.
But and as an example.
As an example.
I mean.
Listen.
Boyfriend number two.
Cheaters in there cheating hard. Right?
Listen, but. The whole thing is playing boy. See, me being boyfriend number two, at the time I was playing that role, I wasn't cheating on anybody because I wasn't in a relationship. I wasn't dealing with anybody. But at the same time, to be honest with you, playing boyfriend number two, I never knocked anybody's hustle. You know, that's the whole thing about being like a boyfriend number two or a girlfriend number two. Like some chicks who, some people classify it as the side piece, or to jump off, nah, whatever, nah, boyfriend number two. I did not realize that, so I didn't judge. If you were here, you're here. Apparently you're here for a reason. Whether you choose to reveal that reason is fine. If you want to talk about it, you can talk about it. Like, not every side relationship is all about sex. Some people don't cheat for the sex. It might be a bonus, but some people like to do it. Maybe there's something within the relationship that the person is lacking that the other significant other is not giving, so they feel they got to go someplace else and get it.
All right.
I mean, from my experience in asking certain questions, you know, sometimes, listen, if you don't take care of home, and someone out there, they'll be quick to say it. If you don't take care of home, somebody else will.
And you're absolutely right. You're right. So, tell me, if I only cheated once, how did it make you feel?
I didn't really care. Because, like I said, I knew the situation was that was going on behind my back, so I really didn't care. Like, it was nothing. Because, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to hit me with the BS, like everything is all sweet, and you creeping, how do you expect me to feel? Now, I could have just went up to that individual and was like, yo, you know what? I know you're doing X, Y, and Z. Either you stop it or it's a wrap. But I said, nah, let it rock. Let the games begin. I know my worth. So I know, you know what I mean, who got more to lose.
Listen, I'm not going to front. Cheating is cheating. You know, sometimes there's some excitement to cheating. Some people just want to be daredevil. Let's see how far we can go with the cheating. The question is, you know, how far are you willing to go? Me personally, I like to play that chance of life. Yeah, I'm a number one risk taker. I don't gamble, but I will gamble with that. I'm just saying. You know.
So, okay, so you're basically saying that if the mood strikes you, you going in.
It depends on the situation, if the vibe is right.
So how is your relationship?
Listen, sometimes, like you said, there's something lacking in a relationship that causes somebody to step outside the relationship. They need something more. They may need that intimate moment, or they just may need, you know, excuse the language, but that hard fuck.
Okay, so what happens if the other person does it? Then what?
Listen, like I said, tell me about it. No, I just might decide to join your ass the next time.
Nah.
But see, it doesn't. It takes the excitement out, don't it?
No, of course it takes the excitement.
Exactly.
But then the whole thing is, see, everybody does certain things for a different reason. Like, if I'm gonna step out of a relationship, I'm not stepping out of the relationship for excitement. I'm stepping out to just like do something different. Like, you got a lot of men out there that will step out of their relationships just to do something different. It has nothing to do with, like, oh, yeah, I love my girl and all that, but you know what? I just want to, you know, do something different.
True. Sometimes you got to, you know, you got to test the waters to see if you still got the, let's see, if you still got you. Can you still hook the chick? Even hook the dude.
True.
But at the end of the day, can you honestly live with yourself? After doing it?
Well, when I was younger, didn't care. Now that I'm older, it's like the stakes are higher. And as you get older, you start to realize that feelings, you know, like you start to become more conscious of not wanting to hurt anyone's feelings. And I don't want to do anything like that. And I don't want to do anything like that. So, I mean, I personally feel that. You know, like I said, it is always a situation where what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But like I said, you know, to each his own.
So what would take you, what would be the cause of you to cheat now? If that was the case.
Me to cheat now. I can't say that I would, because I'm content. The only thing is, I feel like this. If I had to put something out there, it would have to be like straight lust. That's all it'd be. Like, it can't be nothing else. It has to be straight lust.
So isn't that the reason why most people cheat?
No.
Because it's lust. They don't feel an intimate connection. There is no good conversation. There is no. Everything is secondary. Lust normally and usually occurs.
Well, lust is a physical thing. Lust satisfies the physical. I don't believe it satisfies the mental. Like, when you really lust, you're like, you see a person, you're like, you guys are going at it like, you know, like, two angry gorillas, like y'all just going at it. There's no really mental connection, like everything is stimulus. And once it's done, it's like,
the thrill is gone, right?
Exactly. It's like you get up and, you know, throw your cards on the table, like, I have a good night. That's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Like, what else is there to it?
Well, I find it interesting.
What is that you got beeping on your phone?
Nothing.
So you find what interesting?
This is what I would like to find out. Who do you think cheat more, men or women?
I don't know, because y'all women have been stepping in the game. Oh. Got a caller.
And who's our caller?
2256.
Yes.
2256, you're on air.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, hello there.
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
Who are we on the air with?
This is Farouk.
Hey, Farouk.
What's up? What's going on?
What's up?
Now, what's the subject? What's going on? Let's get it popping.
All right, well, the topic of tonight is your cheating heart, brother. It's all about cheating, cheaters, why we do it, is it necessary?
I mean, well, honestly, there's different reasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are unsatisfied. You know what I'm saying? Some people are greedy. You know what I mean? Some people just, you know, they want their cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? Both sides, male as well as female. You know what I mean? Like, I've been on both sides, so it's like, you know what I mean? There's no one true reason. You know what I'm saying?
True.
What hurts the most?
Well, what?
The aftermath of doing the cheating or finding out that you've been cheating on?
You said the aftermath. What was the other one?
What do you think hurts the most? The aftermath of being cheated on or doing the cheating?
Oh, of course, it's the aftermath. Doing the cheating, that's the easy part. It's the aftermath. It's when you gotta, you know what I mean? That's when you gotta face the fire. You know what I mean? Everybody thinks about the consequences after the actions, when it should actually be the other way around. But nobody really cares about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look at society today and you see that, you know what I mean, like, the level of the promiscuous scene is, like, ridiculous. You go to the club, you know what I mean, you got everybody in booty shorts, short skirts, and this, that, and the third. Like, why you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to say that. Not only that, like, when you get in a relationship, sometimes these people don't do the same things that they used to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like what you do to get them is what you got to do to keep them. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So, do you have any?
You know what I mean? What you do to get them is what you do to keep them. Let's give you a prime example. I'm gonna give you a prime example. Say you meet a dude in the club, right? And you know what I'm saying? You got on your sexiest gear, and you know what I mean? You got this, that, and the third popping, and he looking at you like, okay, like yeah, I like that. Then, you know what I mean, you get with him, you got him, all of a sudden he's seeing you in sweats and bed, and you know what I mean, you got the face, your mask on, he's like, wait a minute, where's the club head at? I miss that girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to see the booty shaking, because it's all about seeing somebody in a different light. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got to come home, and men as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, we walk around in the favorite drawers with the holes in them. Like, wait a minute, what happened to the nigga in the Joe Boxes? You know what I'm saying? I remember the nigga in the Joe Box, and now this nigga walking around in Fruit of the Loom. Nah, man, I don't know what's going on right now. Something got to give. So we get complacent, you know what I'm saying? We get complacent, we get comfortable, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's when we start looking for other stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you know what I mean? And it only takes, like, I'm sure we've all been in bad relationships and met that one person, right, that it don't even have to be that sweet. All he got to do is say, all right, like, you're beautiful. And it's like, oh, my God, I'm beautiful? And, my, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? The guy doesn't say that. My man don't say that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It makes it seem that much sweeter when somebody else says that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's the same old thing, man. What you do to get them is what you got to do to keep them. And that's real.
You know what?
Yeah.
I must tell you, like, you definitely are on point tonight with that. You know, you do have to keep up the same interest and do everything that you did in order to get the person.
Yeah, because for me, I know it's like, if you put in that effort and you put in that work and you do what you got to do to keep your man, he ain't going nowhere. But you know something else. I'll tell you another means of why people are doing the thing that they do. Because they're unappreciative. Like, you got to understand, like, if you with a girl that looks good and you got your dude and he look good, you got to understand that him or her has choice. So the fact that they've chosen you, you should be grateful about that, too. Like, a lot of people are just ungrateful. Like, oh, yeah, he's going to be here. Or, oh, yeah, she's going to be here. Not knowing, you know what I mean, the next nigga's around the corner with a fish hook. Like, yeah, I'm waiting to reel this chicken as soon as this nigga fuck up. Oh, wait,
you're
I,
right.
I can't say that on the radio, right? I, my bad.
No, you good.
No,
yeah, you know what? We have no bloopers and bleeps here.
Mm-hmm.
good. I mean, but you know, the best the main thing is keep it real. This is real talk, real conversation. Yeah. You ain't gonna bleep. If you're sitting down having coffee with somebody at Starbucks, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna bleep it out. That's what the menu's all about. It's about real talk.
I ain't want to curse on y'all show and stuff like that. Whatever.
Oh,
but you know what I mean? Like, but that's what I feel it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? And people out here, like, for instance, I'm in the entertainment business. There's a lot of promiscuous everything out there. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard. It's hard to go from being out there and, like, you know what I mean? You got women smelling their best, looking their best, and then you come home and your lady smell like clay because you got a face mask on. It's like, wait a minute. Like, yo, cause, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't going to wear that little sexy thing that I bought for you. Oh, no, not tonight, baby. Not tonight. You know what I mean? You already coming home in your mind. Well, in a man, in your mind, you like, yo, listen, I'm ready to get it on. Like, you have to watch that shit.
We
got your face, let's get it popping. And the same thing with the girls. Because y'all know y'all be, come on, man, the girls be doing the same thing. They be in the little reggae clubs, getting their little twizz out wet. You know what I'm saying? And they be like, they be ready to come home and douse on their man. Like, baby, I got to be to work. I just got off work. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get some rest. You ain't trying to hear that.
Hold on, boss. Paula, 0467. You're on
the
air.
Oh, hey, D.
Hey, what's up?
I ain't forget about you, blood. Hey, everyone, what's going on?
How you doing, Tamika?
I'm all right.
On board. Now, Mr. Farouk was bringing up some real strong points, in which I do agree, and some of us can be held accountable for. The same thing that you did when you met the person, you start slacking off during a relationship, which could cause individuals to step outside and do them. What do you think?
But you know what else? Though? Oh, go ahead. I'm gonna let you speak. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was waiting for brother to finish.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying. Another thing is a lot, and I'm gonna say this straight up and be real with y'all. A lot of females will say, like, for me personally, I bumped into a female. She'd be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I did this, that, and the third for this cat, blah, 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 and he just shitted on me, and yada, yada, yada. And then I be treating her like royalty, you know what I'm saying? And she don't give me that same treatment. Like, that to me will fuck me up. It's like, yo, I chew too good as hell, and you don't give me half the shit that you said you give to him, but you won't give it to me, somebody that you claim you care about, you love. That'll also make you, it'll make you wonder, and it'll make you stray, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
It's like, yo,
yep.
Listen, if you ain't gonna give it to me, don't advertise it. That's how I don't false advertise. You know what I mean?
Amen.
If you're gonna give it to me, give it to me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But like I said again, it's men and women. It ain't, you know what I'm saying, it ain't one sided, you know what I'm saying? Because you got women out there, I know plenty of women, and they married. They married, and they be like, yo, like, good. I'm like, yo, like, you got your, and they're bold with it. That's the messed up thing. Like, they be having their wedding rings on, like I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this night might cost you a diamond. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand the depth of what they do. Like, what does death do you part really mean if you're not really going to rock till death do you part?
Well, you know this is what I have to interject. Because you know what? I did the death do you part thing.
Okay.
And right now I'm in the middle of getting divorced, saint to saint. Because I did everything that I had to do as a woman and as a wife.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. And there was no just cause. There wasn't. For him to do what he did.
Okay, that,
well,
that's what
I said
in the beginning.
Wait,
that's
now.
What
he didn't do
it
once. He didn't do it once. He did it twice.
Okay, well, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Was it two different women, or was it one woman?
It was two different women, both younger than me.
Oh, he's just greedy. And that's what I said at the beginning.
Well,
like,
greedy. But see, now, see, here's the funny part. How are you going to do me? And then, to make it worse, the second one he did while I was pregnant with his child, and at the same time, watching my grandpa. Wait, I'm not even done.
Oh,
I'm pregnant with his child. And my grandmother's dying at the exact same time. As a matter of fact, my grandmother died 2 weeks before his son was born.
All right, I just want to step out and say that there's a special place in hell for niggas like that. That's first off.
Yeah. Okay.
And number two,
hey,
I want to say.
Oh, but wait, I'm not even done.
Oh, my God.
Damn,
is this worse? I got to hang up. That's
worse. This is worse. You talk about greed and selfishness in a person, I'm going to lay out some. Not only did he do that, but while I was pregnant, watching my grandmother die, going to work 40 hours a fucking week, this fucker wasn't working. But that money was hustling on the side, wasn't giving me a fucking dime. Ask me the cold sign. Hey, wait, I'm not done. Give me the cold sign for a fucking. Wait, I'm not. Hush, I'm not done. Knowing I'm an emotional basket case, find out about the girl, trying everything in my power to hold on to shit that I should have never tried to hold on to, I cold sign for a fucking bike for them.
Oh, damn. Well, you know something.
Okay. So, wait, I'm not
done.
Well, this is the reason why I'm telling you the details that I'm telling you. Just wait for it now. Wait for it. Okay?
Oh, damn.
The day his son is born, this bitch would not hold his son until 10 o'clock that night.
Wait.
This is the exact. I remember it clear as day. But let's get back a little because I'm gonna give you a little bit of information real fast.
Well, let me put something out there real quick. You, hello? I'm here. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Let me put something out there real quick. And I've seen it with my own eyes. There's a lot of people that get in relationships with people for the reason of comfortability only.
Yeah.
And I've really seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it in some of the people that I hang around on a daily basis. And I say, yo, my man, like, and I ask, like, I'm not going to put his name out there, but I'm like, yo, my man, like, are you with her because you love her or are you just comfortable? Like, because I got a feeling like if the nigga hits the lotto, he's like, yeah, bitch, I'm out today. You know what I'm saying? Like, because he's comfortable and she does things for him and she, you know what I mean? And she makes these moves, you know what I'm saying? Like he holds on because it's comfortable. He's in his comfort zone.
That's that 80%. That's
yeah,
that 80%. He don't want to let go of that 80%, but there's a 20 that's like that got him creeping. There's a 20% that he's doubtful, and the sad part is that 20% could be stronger than the 80. That's the sad part.
You know, because,
I mean,
I'm gonna have to say something about all this 80-20 crap because, Tamika, I'm with you about being married and stuff. I was married 13 years, and Lord knows it was a hell of a 13 years between cheating, physical abuse, you name it, been there, done it. But my biggest issue is we as females, you know, we try and deal with it. We allow them to cheat once. We may allow them to cheat twice. You know, they normally say, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We allow the shame on me to happen more than once, more than twice, more than three times. But I'm not going to front. I think towards the end, you know, and I'm not going to put nobody's name on blast either, but at some point in time, you just have to say, you know what, fuck it. If he's going to do him, I'm going to do me. And then you just kind of spiral out and you just start having random relationships. I'm not saying I had random relationships, but, you know, you always find that one consistent fuck buddy to fill the void until they listen. Boyfriend number two, listen, I can't even call a boyfriend number two. You can, but you can't, because there are things that I would do with a random fuck buddy that I wouldn't even do with my damn husband.
Well, you know what, but that's the thing, I can't lie, boyfriend number two, it's a beautiful, for me, it's always worked out, because you know what, the side piece, and I'm a firm believer in it, the side piece always gets more than what the main piece gets. The conversation is different. The sex is different. You know what I'm saying? The whole engagement is just different because there's a newness every time you see each other. It just keeps renewing. It's not like you, like what Eddie Murphy said, you go back home to the same old cracker. You know what I'm saying? You when you see that buddy, y'all know it's going to be more than just the norm, just the sex, the conversation. It's going to be other stuff. It's the stuff that you
Listen,
don't do.
I'm not trying to front. If I'm going to cheat, it's not going to be for conversation. Like, the reality is, like, it's going to be about the sex, and your sex has got to be right.
Okay.
Like, that's just me. If I'm going to cheat, your sex is going to be on point. Because I can have a conversation with a brick fucking wall. I don't give a two shits about the conversation.
But that's just blase, blase. Just regular sleeping with somebody. Yeah, that's cheating. But what did you
that's
really
cheating.
Accomplish? What did you really accomplish?
Listen.
Because that's more selfish than anything else. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sometimes
you just going
you
out and sleeping
selfish.
With some... This
sometimes
is true.
You gotta be selfish.
But what point was proved? Like,
okay.
what type of real... Like, what did you really gain from it? A nut?
You want to know something? I gained a better self-awareness of myself.
By sleeping with somebody.
Yeah, I don't have to deal with the bullshit at home. Everybody's cheating experience is going to be different. You know, some people do it to escape the everyday bullshit of what's going on. If the sex game is whack at home,
okay,
then, you know, it's whack at home. You need to step out and get some ooh-wee.
Tamika,
you
back?
Hello,
Tamika. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Tamika, you back?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Because I got lost for a minute.
It's all good. We're having some technical moments.
No, I mean,
I don't know.
Listen.
I hope you ain't call Verizon and curse him out.
My thing is this. Cheating is really just
well, you know
a personal definition.
It's just that, like, you know what? I've never been one. Let me rephrase. Once I left my teen years, cheating was not something I wanted to do. It wasn't.
Okay.
So for me, I was very selective anyway. Or at least I thought I was. Henceforth, the whole divorce thing. Anywho, you know, at the end of the day, though, I mean, if it's like that, if I feel that I'm not getting what I need, I'll leave. I'm not going to, but that's just me. I'm not going to sit there and cheat. I'm going to just pack my shit and go. Just because I don't want to get played, so I'm not trying to play nobody. You understand what I'm saying? But that's me. And I'm a firm believer in karma as a bitch, and I ain't giving that half for no reason to come after me.
But wait a minute. When is cheating? Like when you're married or when you're in a relationship?
No,
like,
for me, it's once you're in a relationship. Once you've already established that you have an actual relationship, anything you do outside of that is cheating.
Right.
But again, that's me. I mean, if you're just seeing someone, you know, seeing them, hey, what's up, whatever, that's one thing. But if you're actually in it, I mean, really in it, and you go outside of that, then you're cheating. And that's where my line is right there. Like I said, I just want to get up and walk away and save myself the issue and the headache because I don't want it done to me, so I can't see myself do it to somebody. Regardless of how bad they may actually deserve it. Because, again, karma's a bitch, and she's going to catch somebody, if not everybody, in the same breath. You know?
You're right about that one.
You know, so and that's why I'm just like, and it's funny, too, because when I left, and I refer to it as the ex-wife, because, of course, my teen chimes in, he's like, yeah, because that is the ex-wife. Which is hilarious. You know, I refer to it as the ex-wife because then, you know, he started showing his little feminine. All of a sudden, he had feelings and emotions. Dude, you didn't have no feelings or emotions when you was out there doing your dirt. Don't come to me. This cat was so freaking ridiculous. He had the nerve to say every time I hear Bruno Mars, when I was your man, I think of you. Nigga, please.
Okay.
You ain't got anything about shit. Other than the fact that your little squaggly ass got caught. That's all you think about.
well, see, and I think that's one of the problems. You know, I'm just going to put it out there, Tamika, because right before you called and Farouk called in, I was asking Byron the infamous question, who cheats more? Is it men
you know
or women?
What? I think it's actually, I really think, well, in today's world, I'm a chick, so I'm going to say it, I don't care. In today's world, it's more women that do it than men.
Yes,
but the difference
I
is,
told you.
The difference,
yes.
Wait, hush. The difference is women are smarter about it.
Absolutely.
That's the difference. You got to remember, a woman is always a cerebral creature first and foremost. Okay? A woman is more likely to use her mind to get away with shit than a man is. Mind you, I'm sorry. Say what you want, B, but you know I ain't lying either.
No, it's true. I mean, listen, that's why I agree. Well, I definitely believe women cheat more than men. But I think a lot of women, I think there's women out there that cheat for so many different reasons. Because they're not happy, or they just do it for the fun of it, or for the hell of it. They just do it. Like, you know what? I know I can do it, so I'm going to just go do it. Because I'm not going front. A lot of women out there, from what I hear y'all say, you're never satisfied. So the whole thing is, if you can't find one thing in one man, you go find three other dudes to try to make up one dude. And I've come across women out there like, oh, yeah, I got him for this. I got him for that, and I got him for that.
Yeah, but those are the people that aren't really looking for anything. They're really not looking for, in all honesty, if you need that many dudes to create one guy, you're really not looking for anything substantial. You're literally just looking for shit. Again, this is just me because of who I am. Like, I don't think you should have to go to three different guys to find three different things to satisfy you. Honestly, I believe there should be one person to do that for you.
Honestly, I believe that's true. But for a female to actually step out and actually do some cheating, like, things got to be a little bit on some fucked up shit within their relationship, their current situation.
And
you
this
know,
is why
a female will go above and beyond to make sure that her man has and needs only her.
Oh, everything.
Women decides to go out. That means that dude is not appreciating what she does do for him and the household.
But wait a minute, I gotta interject. Because listen, there are men out there, there are dudes out there that appreciate. There are men out there that ain't letting their woman go.
I'm gonna keep it 100.
And if there's a dude out there,
wait, because speaking of which, that's all my new boo boo. I'll be right back.
I am. All
right. Like, yo, I'm gonna have to. Like, I gotta put it out there.
Well, hold on, brother.
There's some dudes.
We are on the line. I think we got Mr. Farouk back.
Now listen, I was just about to say. Yo, I got to put it out there. I'm going to keep it 100. There's dudes out there that love their women. But there's dudes out there that will. Damn. I got to tap that ass. There's dudes out there that will not abandon home.
There's some men out there that got what's called the conquer mechanism. You know what I'm saying? They got the conquer mechanism. And what I mean by that is, like, you know what I mean? And we've all done it. You be in a group with some niggas just sitting there chilling and shit, and you see a girl walk past and you like, yo, all I need is one time. That's the conquer mechanism. But then you got dudes that just got the appreciation mechanism. Like, yo, I like what I got at home. You know what I mean? That's good eye candy. That's good artwork. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a piece of art at home. You know what I'm saying? But there's women that's out there like that, too. But you got, with the women, it's more their friends. Because their friends are like, girl, you should talk to her for such and such and so and so. And they're like, you know what? I sure should. And that's where it starts. Because, see, people think that cheating starts with the dick and the twat. Nah, that shit starts with the blueprint. It starts in your mind. That shit starts with a hello. Hey, what's your phone number? That's where it starts.
that intimate, that mental intimacy, that's where it starts. That's where it starts.
But how long can you keep it going?
Yo, listen, it all depends on how long. As long as it's whatever. You know what? Sometimes people, it's like flirting. Sometimes people just flirt to flirt. Just to, you know, just to, like she, like Felicia said earlier, just to see if they still got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just flirting. But you got people will just get off on that mental intimacy. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that exchange.
Well,
because
you
some
look
people
at
can't
it,
do it within their own relationships.
And that's the problem. How do you lose that? That's where the factor comes in, because number one, cheating is 100% internal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when you look at the factors of it, you got to look at what's going on inside the relationship before you go anywhere else. That's what kills me about when you see a girl fighting another girl over a guy. It's not him, because you know what? After you fuck her up, he's going to go to the next broad.
He
exactly.
sure will.
He's going to
exactly.
go straight to the next broad, because there's something there that's missing. There's something
yep.
there that's missing. You know what I'm saying?
Or he's just a narcissist.
And my sister told me something one day. She was like, yo, it's the thrill of the case. Because I know, yo,
yep.
I be seeing my sister with her husband all the time. And this nigga be like, I ain't going nowhere, nigga. I'm good. I be like, yo, come see me sing. I ain't going if I ain't going with her. And I ain't going, I ain't doing this. I'm like, why? And I asked her, like, yo, how do you do that? She's like, yo, I do shit. I do the things I got to do to keep them, because if I don't, somebody will. Whatever it is, whatever
True.
It takes, if this is the man that you feel, or this is the woman you feel you want to be in your life for the rest of your life, you got to make those changes, those sacrifices, and those moves to keep them. Period. Point blank, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, if you come in and your wife or you home, I'm talking to my man, if you home and your woman come in, I don't give a damn if you just beat off. If she come in and be like, I want some dick, it is your job to go in the bathroom, give that nigga a pep talk, and get to working. That's your job.
True.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
Check this out.
And as well as with the ladies. Because, see, remember, all right, we all remember when we first started dating somebody, you know what I'm saying? You be like, yeah, girl, send me a picture of that ass or something. You like, you know what I mean? You get pictures, and you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, you like that. Or, you know what I mean? So you like, yeah, I'm on my way home. Where does that stop? Why does that stop? How do you stop
because.
Being happy? That shit sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl,
because.
What happened to this? I'm quick to tell somebody they fell off. Like, girl, you better send me an ass shot or something. What you mean? Give me some incentive to want to do my work and call out early. I like coughing. I can't take it, man.
I think because real life starts to take precedent. I think another
you know
thing
what?
That causes cheating is like, you can't, it's too many, sometimes it's too many demands. Sometimes it's too many sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it may be too many compromises that someone in the relationship wants or expects, and the other person's like, yo, I gotta do
it. As far as what?
It could be anything. See, that's the thing. It's to the own individual, because what you can tolerate, maybe I can't. And maybe what I can tolerate, you can't. Like, some dudes can't deal with the nagging, like the nagging factor. Now, you know, a lot of women out there may nag. Like, nag, take out the garbage. Then I take out the garbage. You took out the garbage, but you didn't put it on the curb. It's on the sidewalk. No, it's supposed to be on the curb, not the sidewalk. So what's the difference? The curb is the curb, sidewalk. Just put it on the curb. Like, see, some people can't constantly deal with that.
Oh,
nag.
If somebody's that petty,
I'm sorry,
they need to
wait,
play.
Did somebody meet my ex-husband? Because I swear he nagged like a woman.
Well, you know something.
Because you gotta understand. Now, Byron has B has known me for how many thousands of years? I'm the board that you can take to the game, and I'm the same board that's telling you to shut up because the game is on the TV. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not fucking naggerific, because I don't like to be nagged. I have a mother. That's enough nagging that I need in my life. You understand what I'm saying? That is more than enough. So I refuse to nag. I'm going to tell you once, and what you do is what you do. After that, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, nagging can be an annoying thing, but you should know this from the time you're with this. From the first couple of months, you should know whether or not this person's a nagger.
Well, you know something? People, where a lot of people go wrong is the perfection factor. You know what I'm saying? I don't need somebody that's perfect. I just need somebody that's perfect for me. You know what I'm saying?
You
know,
right.
Like, because like, you know, everybody's like, oh, and I kind of like blame like the scene. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's supposed to be pitch perfect. Your skin is supposed to be this. And I like a girl. I like a girl with some curves. I like a girl with some, you know what I mean, with a stretch mark or two. Or, you know what I mean? Like all that perfect shit.
Oh, wait. Those are not stretch marks. Those are battle scars. I just want you to know that.
Hey, man, stretch marks, battle scars, whatever. If we're getting it in, I'm going to just
earned them. We earned them.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
That's cool.
We earned them proud.
That's all good. That's what's up. You know what I mean? I don't got no problem with that. You know what I mean? We could do what we do, and I just rub it with cocoa butter. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds nice.
But at the same
Come
time.
On, baby.
But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? It's like people look for that perfection, man. It's like you gotta, cause for relationships are about building memories. You know what I'm saying? And when you're doing things in these relationships, you gotta, or when you act like you want to withdraw out of a relationship, you gotta see whether the love is bigger than the problem or the problem is bigger than the love. You know what I mean?
I'll give you
a prime example. Because there's no logic in love. I'm gonna let y'all know that shit right now. There's no logic in love. I'll give you a prime example. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I agree with that already. You ain't even got to give me one, but I agree with you.
No, just for the people that's listening. A friend of mine, right, recently told me that she found out that her ex had a kid. You know what I'm saying? And now he's only her ex because she found out he had a kid. Now, the kicker is, he had the baby while they was together, and he told her to get an abortion because of the other kid. Now, she didn't know that. She got an abortion 4 years old. She got an abortion 4 years ago, and now this nigga got a four-year-old. So I'm
wow.
sitting there talking to her like, yo, listen, blah, 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 listen, I got your back. And she's like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not quite ready to take him back. I was like, what? You're not
Why
quite ready to word. Love has no logic, man. Love
yeah,
has absolutely,
lying.
Positively no logic because you sit there and be asking something like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm out. And then it'd be that one phone call, like, I'll be there in 15 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like when you look at love and cheating and going out and doing this, that, and the third, you have to be the hurt or the recipient of that hurt has to be strong enough to say, you know something? The pain is real, so is the relief.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I have put a post up on my Facebook. I said, be cautious of who you let in your heart because it's easier to enter than to exit.
You ain't lying.
And you are so right.
Now, I
you know
have
what I'm saying?
Issue. Now, you know another issue that could cause cheating? I have a big issue. No, an extremely big issue. With the self-esteem / the insecurity issue. Like,
yeah.
Just because you got insecurity issue. Like, I hate to hear, do you think I'm this or you think I'm that or if you don't love me and all this. And how do you know? Like, dude, last time I checked, I was me and you was you. How you going to jump in my head and tell me how I feel? Why? Just because I ain't look at you today? Maybe because I didn't say so. I didn't say I love you like you wanted
you know
it to be said?
Well, you know something? I can't agree with you 1,000% on that because sometimes a woman gives subliminal hints, you know what I'm saying? And they need that, you know what I'm saying, that I love you. Like you could tell, okay, for instance, you could tell
not
your kids.
Every man, but not every man shows love the same way.
Let me finish.
You know what I'm saying? You know the type of woman that you have. You know what I'm saying? Whether she's a nag, appreciative woman, or whatever you want to call her. You know off the bat what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes a woman likes to feel that. They don't like to just because love is not just a word. It's an emotion. It's a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So women like to feel that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you don't have to question.
Sure.
Like, think about it like this. Your parents might not say that they love you all the time. Have you ever questioned their love? No, because you feel it. Exactly. Because you feel it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a woman wants. A woman wants to feel it. You know what I'm saying? So if you know she's feeling down, especially like if it's on her days, like if she's on her, you know what I mean? If she's on her menstrual, women don't feel sexy on their menstrual. If you're bloated, the titties itch, whatever. You know what I mean? Sometimes you smack them on the ass like, yo, you still pretty. And she's like, oh shit, my man said, I can't wait till I get up my period to get this nigga some dick. So that's what you want. You know what I mean? You want a chick in the bathroom punching her stomach like, yeah, hurry up, period, hurry up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
like, that's
but
what you
want to
do. Because we as men, we sometimes fall off, man. We do.
But you know what? Nothing. You got to also understand there are a lot of dudes walking around that are hella insecure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
women
that shit right there. No, I'm not saying that shit hard. But you know what? It's funny how women's insecurities are brought up more so than a guy's insecurities. I guess because most guys don't admit to it. Let me tell you something.
Well, a lot of some guys cheat out of that insecurity. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they won't admit that they're insecure. You understand what I'm saying? You know, women can be very insecure creatures because whatever they heard or whatever they seen or what have you, whatever bullshit, thankfully enough, shit, I can give a rat's ass. It's either me or nothing. I don't give a shit. But there are a lot of guys out there that are so insecure that they purposely will sabotage shit.
Yeah.
They can have the fucking world at home and will purposely sabotage that shit because of their insecurity. You know what I'm saing?
Yeah.
And that shit right there, that's enough right there for anybody to walk the fuck away. Because because that insecurity, you're constantly questioning you're questioning her, you're fucking accusing her. I'm speaking from personal experience as I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I got accused of sleeping with all of his friends. Ew, and boss. Because, ew, the day of our wedding, I'm dancing on the floor with his sister's, whatever the hell he is to her. And
you making a clap?
And my homie, you stupid, shut up.
Oh,
not that bad. Not that bad. I was in a dress. I can't move like that in a dress.
I don't know. It depends on what kind of dress, girl.
It wasn't that kind of dress.
Okay.
Nah, not at my wedding reception. Nah, I couldn't wear one of those dresses. That's for clothes. But what I'm saying is, I'm on the floor with his sister freaking whatever the hell the dude is to him, and my boy from freaking QB that I've known for like 20 plus years. We're fucking dancing the reggae. We get done, this faggot says to me, why don't you just fuck them in front of everybody? What?
Oh, wow.
Insecure much? That's
the
rule
of you. I would have rolled up on you.
The second had a problem with dancing with me out first. It's like, it's just the stupidest shit. But, like, insecure bullshit like that is ridiculous to me. I'm with you. You know the type of person that I am. I laid my shit out our first date. I straight told him I could be your best friend or your worst enemy. You fuck with me the wrong way, you're going to find out who I am.
Oh, yeah. That must be the model for all females.
You know,
I think that's the model for everybody, because I'll be on it the same way.
Listen, I blame never the same.
So now, here you go. So now you find out I'm his worst fucking enemy, and it's ridiculous, but I dealt with his insecurities for fucking a decade of that bullshit.
That's a long time to put up with bullshit.
You understand what I'm saying?
But you do it, you know, at the end of the day, as a female, you put up with the bullshit in hopes that things will get better because you love that person.
And it shit don't. So you got to be the smart one and say, you know what, fuck you, I'm out. And
y'all watch them damn chick flicks. Y'all watch them chick flicks. And that shit ain't real. Stop watching them damn chick flicks. Chick flicks, man. They get in trouble.
Hold up.
But I know
you know me better
chick
than that. Okay.
Now, I know you don't watch chick flicks, but there's a lot of women out there, they watch some chick flicks, and they say, it'll work out, everything will be okay, and it's like, no,
you know
that's
what it is?
Moment.
But that's the way I was raised, though. My mother always told me, if it's worth fighting for, fight for it, until you can't fight no more. And you know what?
You
know me, with a 25-year-old, that was enough for me. Well, during the storm, he was at the next bitch's house.
My
that's
motto is this.
Story.
Model,
you can do me a favor? You bring it downstairs for me?
You can't. I refuse to hold on to somebody that don't want to be here.
Yeah, word.
If you don't want to be here, go about your business. You know what I'm saying?
My door
like,
closed.
You ain't never.
And that, and you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I said. I said at any point, if you don't want to be here, this shit is too much for you, roll bounce. I got no problem with you roll bouncing because I'm going to be all right either way. You don't want me, dude, I can guarantee you there's a shitload of other cats that do. I'm fine with
but,
it.
But
so,
why don't they leave? Like I said, it's that
oh, because they got it too good at home. They got somebody working, cooking, cleaning,
exactly.
Taking care of kids, paying bills, doing this, doing that, buying shit for you. They ain't trying to go nowhere. They don't cry until all of that shit is taken away from them. Then they're like, oh, damn, I fucked up. Oh, damn, well, it's
too late. You know why? You know why? I'm going to tell you why right now. I'm about to clear the air real quick. Oh, man.
It's too late.
Number one, yeah. What it is that when you're in a relationship, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say this, 9.5 times out of 10, it's not like the greatest sex you've ever had. It's not. Because, you know what I mean, you probably know that nigga that's down the block. You're like, yo, this nigga Jamal tore my ass up. But Bobby is okay. Now, you have to look at it in a GPA format. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, this nigga pays bills. He has 2 jobs. He owns his own home. Whatever the case is, whatever builds that character up to the person that you think it needs to be, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at it in an overall state. Like, is he a keeper? Like, because niggas could give you, and chicks could give you great sex all day. Because I know chicks that got banging pussy, but can't bake a biscuit. You know what I mean? Like, damn,
yeah.
Bitch, I got a hot pot.
Can't fry,
you know what I mean? Like, you wake
chicken.
Up, you don't wake up to no nothing. You wake up to a motherfucking hot pocket. Like, when did they start making breakfast hot pockets? You know what I'm saying? So you have to look at the overall GPA. If they're a good woman and she cooks and she cleans and she puts up with your bullshit, she washes your clothes, she works, she's doing this, that, and the
third. She's a keeper.
Like you have to, exactly. But that's not how everybody thinks. You know what I'm saying?
Of
everybody
not.
Don't.
No,
don't
that's
think
when
that
damn 20% coming. That's when that 20% comes into play because that stupid ass Negro feels that he wants a banging pussy and the chick that can't cook and gives them a fucking hot pocket or a hot dog versus.
I'll give you a prime example.
He's just in it for the looks.
I'll give you a prime example. Then one of my, right, he got a girl, own condo, she's making good money, doing her thing. He tells me he's confused. He's like, yo, man, I've been talking with this other chick. I'm like, why? Like, and she looks good. I'm like, why? He's like, yo, man, this chick. I'm like, where she live at? Oh, she lives in Brooklyn. I'm like, oh, she a hood chick. He's like, yo, man, yeah, you got to understand her pussy. I'm like, yeah, nigga, because she had practice. Like, that bitch is practicing. You got to understand, like, you know what I'm saying? One chick that's dealing with you, she's learning you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. Like, sexually, we have to tell each other what each other likes. That's another big problem. That's a huge problem.
Well, nah, don't
like,
even try that, Tamika. Tamika, don't even try that. I'm the one on the last show about sex and that Kama Sutra one we're going to be doing real soon. I remember the last episode about sex. You were saying it's a mental thing. Like, you know, you don't want to give a dude the roadmap to peace, but you don't want to walk.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you got to say what you want, and he's right.
No, you don't. And, you know, and this is why... And this is why I have all types of fun toys in my house, too. Because I'm not right. I'm not only telling you, I'm showing you. So you got to be willing to experiment. You know what I'm saying? If you're willing, I'm good. But that's a mental thing on so many levels. Like, I got to be able to trust you enough to share that part of me with you. But believe me when I tell you, mental seduction, honey, is the best seduction it is. It absolutely is because it enhances it. To such a level that it's freaking mind blowing.
But when you're in the bed with your partner, you know what I'm saying? And there's certain things, because that's the first thing I'm gonna ask you. I'm like, yo, what you like? Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna make a move. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this girl told me one time, she's like, freestyle. I'm like, nah, I'm not good at rapping. Tell me what you want. I want to know what you like. I want to know what you,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of women are shy with that. They're very shy. They're like,
Let me tell you why. Because for a lot of them, and you can't deny that. Well, I know I can't. We were raised with this thing where, you know, it's taboo to talk about that. It is. And that's something from our mothers.
Not with your husband.
I'm sorry, Tamika, but I got to disagree on that one.
Yeah, not
like,
with your husband.
Like,
I wasn't raised that way. You know, my mother was a firm believer. Like, if it's something that you like, you express it.
Yes, Lord.
You know, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you've known me forever.
Yeah.
You
well,
know,
I said, but hang on with your mom. Because when it came to that, that's where the gunshot came in with my mom. I was like, damn. Although she did kind of tell me her version of the birds and the bees, which mentally scarred me for a couple of years, that and walking in on her. But.
Oh, well, gosh. Part, that's crazy.
Yeah, you don't want that mental image. I'm still scarred by it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, that was one of her gunshot things. You know, so for me, it was like, you know, I had to find my own way with that, in that respect.
I'm going to tell you like this.
Which,
for me,
I don't, which I'm glad I did find my own way. It's not a bit of boring and fish. But
for me, when I get married, there ain't going to be no, that's got to be in my vows. Like, listen, I'm telling you right now, like, unless you want it, you know what I'm saying? You on your 7 days, you know what I'm saying? Anytime, anywhere, any place. Let's get it popping. Like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, we grow up. Like, we have no choice. We have no choice but to grow old. God has made it that way. You know what I mean? Anything that he grants long life to, he causes to reverse in nature. So we have no choice but to grow old. But grow up, I don't give a damn about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, let's go over here, like, in the park, and let's get it in. Let's do this, like, blah, 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 blah. Let's do whatever. Because, see, that's the spice of life. You know what I'm saying? That's what keeps it fresh. Frequent. It's like, yo, you be at work daydreaming, like, yo, did she really just suck my dick on this bitch? Or was I? Yep, she sure did. You know something? I got to call out of work early. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep it spontaneous.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're absolutely right, because the thing that bothers me is what you said earlier, Farouk.
What's up?
When you got a chick that'll talk all that stuff to one dude, but then when they get with you, they be on some side shit. And it's like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
You said that shit to him. Why you can't talk to me? Well, because I want you to do this.
No,
I want you to feel me out. Like, yo, you ain't a test ride in the goddamn callie. Like, yo, let me know what's going on. So maybe I can go from there. But you got a lot of women that do stuff like that. And
well,
then the next thing you
know,
they try to compete.
I don't know if people... Some guys, you know, don't want to hear what a female honestly likes. Some guys don't. They want to, you know, they think they know what they're doing already. And for me, as a female, I'm not going to lie, sex is 90% mental.
Word.
Sex is 90% mental. And if you can't get me mentally, you definitely ain't going to get me nice and juicy and wet and anything else.
Well, for me, I got it. Like, okay, let's be realistic. We're all grown, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're dating somebody and you get to that point, like, listen, okay, yeah, we're at the point where we know what we want to do. I want to know what you do like, what you don't like. Because, see, I don't, like, I'm the type of person, I don't want to waste my time at all. Like, this chick told me she don't like sucking dick.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you have a good day. You go on that, I think that's the non-dick suction over there. Like, you go over there. Like, I need what I need. Like, you're not going to tell me that you don't do that, and then you be like, oh, well, you're not going to eat my pussy? Yeah, that's going to be a no. And I think because I'm aggressive about...
So about returning the favor.
I'm aggressive about that. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not trying to do that, you're wasting your time. I don't even know why you're talking to me still. Like, for right now, we just friends. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know about Tamika. Tamika, maybe I'll ask you. Is sucking just the same for every dude?
What do you mean, is it the same?
Listen, because you may suck dick one way with one dude and suck dick a different way with another dude.
Well, I think it all depends on the size.
I'm going to have to make sure I mark this episode explicit.
you know I'm gonna be honest.
Right. Yeah, word. Yeah,
listen. I said, wait. I say that only because, depending on the size, you know, you got to maneuver certain things. You might have to bend a certain way. So to speak.
Yeah. You know something? Wait a minute. I have to agree with you, because certain females, they like when they've been with somebody so long. They've been with somebody so long, they're used to doing it a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And when they're doing it that certain way, like I used to fuck with this girl, and she used to squeeze my dick and pull it down. I'm like, yo, bitch, I ain't got no foreskin. What are you doing? Like you about to pull the skin off of my dick. I don't like that.
But this is what I'm saying. What I'm saying, because you know what? Look. If it's a skinny one, you know that ain't you can that's probably like you know what it is. But if it's something really big, like a fucking Italian sausage, you don't have to really you know be able to take it to the head, so to speak.
What does that have to do with cheating?
I think I sucked my husband's dick less than time. I into it, didn't fit. Found up.
Bring it up.
On his dick.
The phone's breaking up.
Hold on.
It sure is.
Can you hear me now?
Headpiece. Yeah, earpiece.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
So the thing is, like for 13 years I was married. Once I found out this dude was cheating, I had no interest in sucking his. Another female was riding. Like seriously,
I'm
not gonna suck it the same way anymore. I'm not even gonna give you the intimacy part of it. Matter of fact, I'm not even putting my lips on it because first off, I do believe that my lips are too fucking juicy to be putting my lips on somebody's
unfaithful
dick. So the next dude. And you don't have to I will slob the knife from head to toe, and you know it is what it is. I'm into it.
Huh?
But once you screw me and you fucking cheated on me, I'm no longer interested in sucking your dick because sucking dick is very intimate.
Make no mistake. That's a very intimate thing. Guys just look at it like, oh yeah, it is what it is. No, for women, it's a very intimate thing.
Because you know what I'm saying? The last thing a dude want is to be, you know what I'm saying? You know how dudes can be grimy. Oh, you tasting my meat, son. You tasting my meat.
Word.
I was with your girl. You know what I'm saying?
But you want to know something? Let me tell you some really grimy shit. Like, right before my divorce, like, I received a text message from the next chick. So about, I enjoy sucking his dick. And I'm like, you enjoy eating my pussy because that's what the hell you've been doing. You're sucking 13 years of my pussy off his dick.
There you go.
But see, that right there, see, she's a loser. Because, you know what I'm saying? No real woman is going to come with that.
A real woman won't, but when that fake broad chick, that side piece, that burner hoe, gets called out on her shit, then she doesn't have anything else to say.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
This is true. There's so many factors when it comes down to this cheating thing, and the main thing I can say is. There may not be any rhyme or reason because it's to the own individual's discretion of why they may do it, but it's an issue that won't stop, probably can't stop. But I know one thing, maybe it will slow down if we communicate it more. Maybe it will slow down if people, instead of lusting, they actually got somebody that they were satisfied with.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what?
You want to be satisfied? Stop worrying about what the next people have and deal with what you got at home. How about
that, man? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna shut all that down. I talked to my grandfather one time, right? And I said, you've been with my grandmother for 60 years. That's a long time to have a family. I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody saying.
He's stupid.
And my grandfather said, and I quote, he said, the short and narrow wouldn't be so short and narrow if you weren't paying attention to objects off the path.
That's true.
And that's the truth. If you're paying attention to this one, that one, it makes it so much harder to pay attention to the one you got at home. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
If you focus and appreciate as opposed to depreciating your wife, girlfriend, homie lover friend, you know, whatever, there would be none of this. You know what I'm saying? But like again, there's so much out there, and we're always out there. Even if you're just chilling with your partners, you're chilling with your partners, and you know you got your best stuff on, and your girl home, or she with her girls, or whatever the case is, and you out, and then a girl want to dance with you, and you know what I'm saying? Like, oh come on, man, let's be real. And she rub up on your joint, you're gonna be like, oh man, like.
But yeah, man, for the real,
but
you know what? A real man will be able to exactly. A real man will be able to be like, you know what? It ain't that serious.
But society,
a real man can actually walk away from that.
Yeah, but
well, you know what?
Society is preaching something else. Other like it's cool to break up.
But how about you break it? But how about you break that mold? You know what I'm saying? How about
you
know what I'm saying? How about you?
Well, that's why
I'm talking. You know what I'm saying? And this is my whole thing. Then we had this talk, what was it, the week before last about the word bitch and the word nigga and this guy, the third in the rap music. It's the same thing. It's about change. It's about putting that out there.
It's also about accountability. It always goes back to accountability. No one wants to be, they don't want to be accountable for their actions. They want to blame it on a talk show. They want to blame it on this. They want to blame it on that. Nah, blame it on yourself. Like I said, self-control.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to go out there and hit that. Yeah. You don't have to go out there and sleep with this person. But, like, people turn around, you listen to the radio. What's this new Miguel song? How many drinks are right
cool.
You
okay.
Sleep
okay.
With me?
Okay.
Oh, come on, son. Like, come on, for real.
Wait, who's Miguel? Okay, I feel really bad right now because I have no idea who Miguel is.
We ain't gonna say nothing. But you know what? I just want to do the plug in. You know, I would say, Farouk, why don't you do your plug in? You know what I'm saying? You know,
no
for most people who don't know, your plug in for
no.
Who you are.
No.
You said
no.
You said no? None of that?
No.
Man.
I mean, you
don't put yourself on blast. It's all good, brother.
Oh, no, it ain't
nothing bad.
I know it ain't nothing bad. And you know what? Even if it was, the menu don't discriminate. We don't judge. It's all about conversation. It's the art of conversation because that's the problem. We don't effectively communicate like we used to. That's why there's so much miscommunication going on nowadays. So if it ain't rough, it ain't right.
And we don't use our minds. Let me tell you something. Your senses, right, play a key factor in everything you do. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, you could do something like start talking to another girl when in actuality you might need to close your eyes and remember your girl's smile and be like, oh, damn, like, do I want to ruin that? And now I'm not talking about remember her smile from yesterday. I'm talking about remember her smile from like 10 years ago when she was that when she was at her ripest and she was, you know what I mean, everything was like the girl that you're looking at now. Because see, that is the young lady that was on the phone that said the dude cheated with the 25-year-old. You still on the phone? Is she still on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, she's still on the phone? Maybe that's one of the things why, you know what I'm saying? Why people depreciate that. You know what I mean? They don't remember who you were. You know what I'm saying? Because even if this dude did cheat on you with a younger girl, one day she's going to be you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's not how men think, though. You know what I'm saying? If people would use their senses and be like, damn, yo, do I want to lose that? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm big on, because let's say, okay, you ask the question, why do men cheat? Or why cheaters cheat, cheating hearts, whatever. It really all boils down to sex. Like, let's be real with it. Especially if you're already in a relationship, there ain't nothing else you want. Like, let's be real with it. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what it is, regardless of what people say, you know what I'm saying? You going and ruining whatever you have for just sex. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, because if you look at it like this, normal or sound thinking person is going to take you. is going to take you, then I know I wouldn't. Like, wait, you cheating on your husband? And you think I'm going to be in a relationship with you? That shit is ludicrous. If you cheat on your husband, I know you're going to cheat on your boyfriend.
Well, absolutely. And that's what always ends up happening 9 times out of 10. This is why at the end of the day.
And that's why I said it's just about sex, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, that's why you got to keep that. That's why you got to keep that part of the relationship fresh as hell. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Any man listening, any man that's on the phone right now, any man on this earth would not deny or be ungrateful to walking in the house to a woman with some boy shorts on or a thong fresh out the what's name, smelling fresh out the shower, smell like Victoria's Secret. You know what I mean? Take a nigga by the tie. Like, we. Men are visual creatures, and we love the fantasy just like the women love the fantasy.
You know
what I'm
saying?
Right.
Like, you know what, though? Just because
you
see that,
but
you know
what?
Every female grab that ass.
You got to understand something. You know what? Again, and this goes back to an insecurity thing. It really does. Because even with all of that done, you know, you're still kind of going, you're still going to do it. That's ridiculous.
That's when you get in the greed. That's what I was telling my man about when I was saying the conquer mechanism. That's what gets you in trouble. That conquer mechanism. Oh, just one time. All I need is just one time, and then one time turn to two, and two turn to four. How you feeling, brother? You know what I mean? Five turn to ten, and ten turn to and see. Then that's when they get comfortable. That's how people get caught. They get comfortable. Oh man, I'm gonna just lay up here and do what I gotta do. Blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, all right, watch it.
So when they get into that, that's when it's like you almost in another relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of dudes that are in other relationships. Like my homegirl, she was like, "Oh, I found a condom in his pocket." I'm like, "Well, let me ask you a question." I'm like, "Because if he's fucking a whole bunch of other broads, he has a problem." I said, "Would you be madder? I said, would you be angry if you found a play ticket or if you found a condom?" I'm asking y'all, ladies, if you found your man, right? You found two tickets to a play.
Mm-hmm.
Or you found a condom. Which one would you be angry at?
The ticket to the play.
Why?
Because that means he's out there spending his time at something that I enjoy.
There you go. That's a smart woman right there. See, he's trying to get to know her. He's spending time. Movie tickets, play tickets, stuff like that. That takes effort. A condom, all you gotta do is go to the corner store. You go to a bodega. I got a condom on right now. Let me stop.
I hate to cut this short, but we got a minute to go. And I really want to thank Mr. Farouk. I want to thank Tamika, as always, because you just.
Live
and direct. We're going to have to get you some theme music.
Well, you know, thank you for having me. And you still got to do your research on the Kama Sutra. You better catch up with
us. That's another thing, Farouk. You may want to check with us in 2 weeks. We're going to do an episode about 2 hours on the Kama Sutra situation.
Okay.
Listen, I also want to thank Felicia. I want to thank all you guys for chiming in. It's been great.
Well, we can do it again. Okay. All right, take it easy. Thank you, everyone. Right. It's been real.
Good night, good night.
You guys have a good night.
All right, everybody,
good night,
have a good
guys.
Night.
You too. Be safe.
And all you people at Blog Talk Radio, thanks again for tuning in. Later.